ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ಮುಖಾಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಭಂಗೂರಂ ಗಾಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುದಿನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯೈಶ್ವರಂ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ, ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 12, ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 15. ಸಾಮಾಂ ಸ್ಮೃತಿರ್ಮೃಗದೇಹಿ ವೀರಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಚನ ಪ್ರಭಾವನೋ ಜಹಾತಿ ಅಥೋ ಅಹಂ ಜನಸಂಗಾದ ಸಂಗೋ ವಿಶಂಕಮಾನೋ ವಿವರ್ತಶ್ಚರಾಮಿ. ಪ್ರಭುಜೀಸ್, ಸಾಮಂ ಸ್ಮೃತಿರ್ಮೃಗದೇಹಿ ವೀರಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚರಣ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನ ಜಾತಿ ಅಥೋ ಅಹಂ ಜನಸಂಗಾದ ಸಂಗೋ ವಿಶಂಕಮಾನೋ. ಮಾತಾಜೀಸ್, ಸಾಮಾಂ ಸ್ಮೃತಿರ್ಮೃಗದೇಹೇಪಿ ವೀರಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಚರಣ ಜಗತಿ word by word translation. If you like to repeat, sa that, mam me, smriti remembrance of the activities of my previous life, mrigadehe in the body of a deer, api although, veera oh great hero, Krishna Archana Prabhava, which appeared because of the influence of sincere service to Krishna. No Jahati, did not leave. Ato, therefore, Aham, I, Janasangat, from the association of ordinary men. Asanga, completely detached. Vishankamana, being afraid. Avivarta, unobserved by others. Charami, I go here and there. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear heroic king, due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I could remember everything of my past life, even while in the body of a deer. Because I'm aware of the fall down in my past life, I always keep myself separate from the association of ordinary men. Being afraid of their bad materialistic association, I wander alone, unnoticed by others. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Swalpam apyasya dharmasya, Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, text 40. It is certainly a great fall to go from human life to animal life. But in the case of Bharat Maharaj or any devotee, devotional service to the Lord never goes in vain. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.6, Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajetante kalevaram. At the time of death, by nature's law, the mind is absorbed in a certain type of thinking. This may lead one to animal life, yet for a devotee there is no loss. Even though Bharat Maharaj received the body of a deer, he didn't forget his position. Consequently, in the body of a deer, he was very careful to remember the cause of his downfall. As a result, he was given a chance to be born in a family of very pure brahmanas. Thus, his service to the Lord never went in vain. Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Jaya Pataka Swam Nityamani Namacharya Padaya Nitaikarpa Padaya Kaurakata Damanaya Nagara Gramatarni Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swam Nityamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatani Vanchakalpataru Vishtikripa Sindhu Bevaja Patitanam Bhavani Pyu Vaishnavi Pyu Namo Namaha. If you'd like to repeat the translation. My dear heroic king, due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I could remember everything of my past life, even while in the body of a deer. Because I'm aware of the fall down in my past life, I always keep myself separate from the association of ordinary men. Being afraid of their bad materialistic association, I wander alone unnoticed by others. So here we are coming to the end of the chapter and we're seeing Bharat Maharaj remembering his past life. And it's very interesting. There are three main words that we will focus today in the class. The first thing is mrigadehe, body of a deer. And we can take it in the general context, body of an animal. Okay? And if you see in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, actually there's no loss for a devotee because devotional service to the Lord never goes in vain. So does this mean that Srila Prabhupada is encouraging us to fall down from human life and take to animal life because there's no loss? And, you know, one time or another, we perform some devotional service sometime. So, it's okay. So, does it mean that Srila Prabhupada is encouraging us to fall down? Yes? No? No. No. Why? Because the point of this kind of stories, this kind of examples, it is not about, oh, he fell down as a deer, but still he went back to Godhead. That is not the point. The focus, the point is actually power of bhakti. That is the point. For example, in Ajamila's story as well, right? He was a brahmana, but then he fell down. He committed so many sinful activities. He was a criminal. But then he went back to Godhead. So the story of Ajamila is not there to tell us it's all right to fall down. Somehow you can come back. No, it is there to prove the power of bhakti. How powerful bhakti is. Because what is bhakti? In bhakti yoga, the main point is to please Guru and Krishna, right? I mean, if somebody gets body of an animal, let's say a dog in the dong, How are we going to please the Guru? How? Dog going around here and there, like a dog walking around. Cannot do anything. Cannot eat, cannot cook prasadam, cannot go to the temple, cannot even enter the temple. Cannot listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. So how are we going to please Guru and Krishna in the body of an animal? Right? So the point is here, the power of bhakti. Because as human life is very rare, and we have gone through dog's life before, so there's no need for experiencing that again. So when Mrigadehe, yes, even if a devotee performs certain strange activities and falls down, can get back on the path by the power of bhakti. Actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, 67th chapter, there's a story to prove this fact about the next important word in this verse, janasangat asango. How do we get fall down? How do we get an animal body? Because of association. In this case, Maharaj Bharat associated with the deer. Therefore, he meditated on the deer and he got a deer body. So here, janasangat asango. So there's a story of the Dvivida gorilla. It's a perfect example to show how bad association can lead a soul from being an associate of Lord. He was an associate of Lord Ramachandra. From being an associate of the Lord, he ended up fighting with the Lord. Balaram kills Dvivida gorilla. And he basically destroys everything, destroys the forests and behaves in extremely inappropriate ways in front of the Supreme Lord, although he was an associate of the Lord. So this shows that association is very important. That brings us to the next important thing. I learned as a child that my grandfather, he was my mentor, he brought me up. He was a perfect example of being very careful about associating with people. Everywhere he would go, he would choose very carefully where he will sit. So he would tell me, he would quote a Vaishnava Acharya's song from the Madhva Sampradaya written by Purandara Dasa. He would say, Achara villada maneya uta madabaradu, vichara villada sabeli kuda baradu. He would say, never be in a place where people are talking about anything which does not have vichara, means something to learn about the absolute truth. Do not stay there. And he practiced it. And he used to teach me different songs. And one song that's one of my favorites, it's a Vaishnava Acharya song from the Madhva Sampradaya. It goes like this. Yesuka yangala kalidu yambatnalku laksha jiva rashiyannu dati banda isharira tanalla tannadalla asikharavalla munde bahudalla dasanagu visheshanagu bhavapashanigu. It's exactly talking about the material body. If we do not follow the process of Krishna consciousness, which is very simple, then yambatnalku laksha jiva rashiyannu dati banda isharira. Having gone through all kinds of species of life, we will again get stuck because of bad association. So today, make up your mind and start associating properly. So when I'm talking about this, maybe, you know, as devotees, we think, I don't have materialistic association. I live in the Dham and I'm fine. I don't even know what is materialistic association. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the same canto, 5th canto, Rishabhadev, he's instructing his sons. Bharat Maharaj was Rishabhadev's son. And he says, Mahat seva dwara mahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam mahantaste samachitta prashanta vimanyava suhrida sadhavoye. Mahat seva dwaram. What is the door for us to elevate ourselves, advance ourselves in spiritual life? By serving the Mahatmas. Tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam. Again, association. The door to hell is by associating with womanizers, to associate with materialistic topics. This is going to lead us down to hell. So, I'm not associating with materialists. You know, we may say that, but in Mayapadam, being on internet, going to watch movies, maybe sports, maybe news. It's still available. So we cannot just say, oh, I don't have materialistic association, because when we are a little bit lenient, say it's okay, a little bit sports, a little bit news, one or two movies once in a while, we are assimilating the information. We are actually associating with these demoniac people, because when we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we are associating with Srila Prabhupada. Similarly, when we watch movies, when we watch news, when we watch sports, we are associating with those people. And whatever materialistic people create is full of materialistic greed, lust, anger. And we actually assimilate this information and we take on to it. Our subconscious mind is storing all this information. And the subconscious mind is not only storing what happened in this life, but several lifetimes ago. We have so much data, memory card, strong big memory card stored in there in the subconscious mind, which can hijack our Krishna consciousness when we least expect. And this verse, Mahat Seva Dwara Mahur Vimuktes, was heard by Bharat Maharaj when he was Bharat Maharaj. After that, he became a deer. So theory itself is not going to help us. And how actually, I'd like to go a little bit further in showing that, okay, I'm not trying to say completely news is useless, but we should not use it as an escapism. For example, I was in South Africa last month, and I was there when Nelson Mandela passed away, and I was supposed to give a speech, and I had to learn a little bit about the history of South Africa. I needed to know who this Nelson Mandela was and a little bit information. That's fine. And even Srila Prabhupada, you can see when he was traveling in Russia, every day he would actually read the Moscow newspaper to see what's happening, so he can actually have enough information to make it relevant to the audience. At the same time, when he was in Mayapur Dham here, he didn't care about Russian news. He was not reading Moscow news. So my point is, we have to balance it. We have to see time, place, and circumstance. And if it is our service, if it is our service to preach, if it is our service to have information about current news as much as necessary, not as an escapism. Because we may chant in the temple in the morning with the devotees, attend the morning program, but then we go back. A little bit of entertainment. It's like manye kunjara shauchavat. It's like the bathing of an elephant. We do so much Krishna conscious activities and one little thing can spoil everything. There was one devotee I heard that almost very close near-death experience, was drowning in water. Somehow he was saved. When he was asked, I think it was Srila Prabhupada's disciple, when asked, what did you think of at the last moment that you went blank? Somehow I remember the advertisement from soap commercial. And he had associated with Srila Prabhupada, read books, being a devotee. So what I'm trying to say is it's very, very sharp. And in this context, we don't need to know all the information about the politics, about the sports. I need to know enough information so I can preach. The Yamadutas will not ask us at the time of death if you know what the current politics in whatever place you're staying. So it is not required. And sometimes bad association can be even among devotees. I know. Nice tilak, nice sari. But gramya katha, right? Sari and tilak doesn't necessarily mean devotee association. We have some experience, right? Like, we may be wearing nice jewelry, nice nose ring and everything, but then the person opens the mouth, is very toxic, poisonous, just toxifies the whole environment with things that is not related to Krishna. Sometimes we come across such association. How do we deal? So you're coming to the temple, say, hey, you know, do you know this happened and that happened? You may not even care, or sometimes we are interested, right? Yeah, tell me more, you know, what is it? So sometimes this kind of unnecessary interaction between devotees, depending on our level of consciousness, how well we are doing and being strong, it affects us. And when we are talking, it's not only we, see, in Rupa Goswami, the first instruction in Upadeshamrita, what is it? Vacho Vegam. Then Manasa Krodha Vegam. First is Vacho Vegam, controlling the tongue. Yes, somebody comes up to us and says something unnecessary. Oh, you know, I bought a new toilet cover and it's this color and I bought it in this particular shop and you should also try. Oh yeah, these soaps, you know, these are these new soaps and I've been using it. It goes for 45 minutes. Soaps. Actually, in the beginning I said saris because women tend to do it a little bit more. Of course, also for men maybe it's more about sports or something. You can always have some discussion which is not directly Krishna conscious. And it is said, Achara villada nalige, ninna neecha buddhiya bidu nalige. The tongue, it doesn't have culture. Because it is carrying all this psychic impressions from many, many lifetimes. So you open the mouth, they say the tongue, because it doesn't have bones, it just goes as it wants and just talks about anything. And what is the problem with talking? The first thing is we start exaggerating things. Then lies creep in, right? Then that can become very dangerous. And then criticism, Vaishnava Parad. Then we end up in very dangerous situations like the Drivida Gorilla, that we become enemy of the Lord instead of serving the Lord. So how to avoid this? How to avoid this kind of association among devotees? Actually, we have a right to take care of who we associate with. We need to defend ourselves. Somebody attacks us with gramya katha, right? Just, we don't even ask them, they just come up and start criticizing some devotee. We don't know what to do. Walk away, talk more, ask more. These are everyday situations we face. So what I'm trying to say is, if we can consciously recognize, look at ourselves, see the subconscious mind. Let's see. Okay, let's say an example. There's this devotee, okay, and then samskaras are there, and some, it's like a race, you know, it's like a race. Power of bhakti will win, or all this karmya katha will win. There's like this race, and then all these samskaras are right there in the beginning. And then there are material desires, sense gratification, lack of mind control, and then bad association. They're all racing together. Bad association is always in the front because a bad association is what affects us the most. As soon as bad association takes over, then lack of control is coming right behind. Lack of control is not a problem. It's quite strong. As soon as we lose control of the lack of control, then the desires to enjoy senses actually overtakes. As soon as the desires to enjoy sense gratification is overtaking, then something happened to us. What was that? A miracle! Mercy of Srila Prabhupada came into the picture and the race is still going on. Mercy of Srila Prabhupada is now overtaking the desires to enjoy sense gratification. It's overtaken bad association. Is now bad association is way behind. But desires to enjoy sense gratification is very, very close to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And you know, we are actually getting the association of other devotees. We're getting the association of our guru. Getting association of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, now the race is getting interesting. Association of devotees, association of Guru Maharaj, association of Srila Prabhupada books. Which one? Which one is more important? As we are seeing it very, very interesting, there's another participant coming in the picture. Praise. Desire for praise. Oh my God, it's coming really fast. Desire for praise has now overtaken Vaishnava association. Now, Mercy of Srila Prabhupada is still in the lead because it's the strongest. At the same time, we have our samskaras somehow or another is creeping in. Now it's taking over. And you know what? Association of Guru is not always there. So Association of Guru is going a little bit behind because it has something else to do. As soon as Association of Guru is gone, now the only shelter we have left is Association of the Devotees available. Association of the devotees available, let's see how it's going to perform, right? How Association of Devotees is going to perform. Now, pure Krishna Katha, that's the most important participants. It has joined late, but That is our priority. Now, pure Krishna Katha and mercy of Srila Prabhupada is in the lead, but desire to enjoy the senses is right there, standing number three. There's a tug of war. So now, pure Krishna Katha and Gramya Katha, now those are the two leading. Gramya Katha, Krishna Katha, both are Katha. So very, very, they look very similar, and we never know Gramya Katha is forward or Krishna Katha is forward. They are like twins. They look similar. So anyway, now right now we're going to take a philosophical break to see what's going to happen, and we'll make an interview with Gramya Katha and Krishna Katha. Okay? Right? This is what's happening in our subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is struggling. I mean, if we want to. Otherwise, look, if, like I was thinking, but you know, sometimes people just come to us and tell us all these things. How can I say no, Prabhu? Maybe they're senior devotees. I don't want to listen to it, but it happens. Everybody's doing it. I'll also do it. So it's like saying, if somebody tells you tomorrow morning, not tells you, brings two bags garbage. Vegetarian, but they come, they throw it in your living room. Okay, let's say that. Come on, it's Vaishnava garbage. It's, you know, vegetarian, just peels of potato and tomato and some peas. And, well, once in a while there's also baby diapers, but, you know, the baby is also vegetarian, so it's fine. You know. So are we going to tolerate that? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Let's say a neighbor or a friend brings garbage and throws it in our living room every day. How many days are we going to tolerate that? The Vaishnavas, vegetarian garbage, it's fine, right? I mean, imagine. No, you're going to do something about it, I hope. You're going to put some walls, you're going to like tell, put a board, please do not throw the garbage here. This is not garbage can, this is my living room. I mean, we're going to do something about it. We're not going to let this devotees come and throw garbage. So why don't we do something about protecting our subconscious mind? Because like I said, we have the right to defend ourselves. We have to teach people how to treat us. We have to teach them that you talk about these things, I'm gone. I don't want to listen to these things. If we do not teach them, it means it's fine to have some garbage in my living room. The fact is that we have the power to steer the conversation. Say, oh, Hare Krishna Mataji, hey, how are you? It's really cold, you know, this and that. You know, what socks did you buy? Immediately say, did you listen to Srila Prabhupada's class yesterday? Prabhupada was stressing about reading books and how important it is. What did you like the most about the class yesterday? You know what I mean? You can always steer the conversation. Bring it to where you want to. Otherwise, if we don't do something about it, then we become like pigs. Because pigs, imagine you put garbage in front of pigs. They're gonna love it. You know, they make the squealing sound. How do they do it? Like, and then they get an excitement, they get an ecstasy, they become blissful as soon as they see the garbage. So sometimes we become like that. Where is the next Gramya Katha? We don't think Gramya Katha, we just think, no, this is devotee information, you know, I need to know. Big pigs are waiting every day for new garbage. So if we do not do something about it, then we become like pigs. They just like they wait for garbage, we are also waiting to talk something or listen to something which is not good for us. Now, when I say good and bad, we're not talking from a moralistic point of view. It's not what is good and bad in a moral sense. What is good? Good is something that is going to help us experience bhakti rasa, experience Krishna consciousness and have that taste. So anything, any activity, any conversation which is not going to lead to that is not good. It's bad. So good and bad, whatever is going to help us relish Krishna consciousness more, bhakti rasa more, we are actually inspired to read more, chant more, that is good. Anything that is not going to inspire us to do that is bad. Okay? So we should not be like the pigs who twirl their tail as soon as something interesting comes up, you know, some interesting garbage comes up and become excited and buzz around and... Okay? And What is good association? In Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a verse, beautiful verse. Satam prasanga mama virya samvido bhavanti hridkarna rasayana katha tajjosnadasva apavarkavartmani shraddharatir bhaktiranukramishyati. In the association of devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Lord is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation and therefore is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. The real devotion and devotional service begins. That's when it begins. So, and we have many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. We know good association can elevate us. We know when we are associating with our guru, when we are associating with Srila Prabhupada, we are in very good consciousness. We have that experience and we can see many, many transformations. For example, Dhruva Maharaj, due to the association of Narada Muni, he advanced. And we see Narada Muni himself in his previous life, due to the association of the sages, he had a transformation of heart. Prahlad Maharaj, associating with the Narada Muni from in the womb. And we have several such examples. And what actually becomes a point of concern is when we become the bad association. So far we spoke about how to avoid when other people come up to us and talk about garbage. But what about us being bad association? Sometimes we could be walking bad association. We don't have to even open our mouth. I mean, for example, girls, okay? Young girls, sometimes they dress in such a way that you cannot distinguish between a blouse and a bikini. So much space and showing the skin, not realizing that there are renounced people. The people are trying to control their senses and advance in spiritual life. So by doing that, we are walking bad association. You just walk there and it's contaminating. And like I said earlier, if we open our mouth and speak, it's not just one person we are talking to. There are 33 crore demigods listening to every word we speak. It's not just one person. No, I just told that devotee. Don't worry, I just told only that. Yeah, the other person asked me, so I also told that. So we have to be very careful what we're talking about. My grandmother used to say, she's also a perfect example. She lives in America. And she'll be watching. And she used to say that, why do you waste your time to contaminate your mouth with the sins that people have performed? Why do you want to get the sins people perform onto your mouth? So it's said that when we talk about sins people perform, it gets transferred to our mouth. And when we criticize somebody, we are actually taking on to that quality of the other person. We have to be very careful. And the point about vibration, what kind of vibration do we bring in our community? What kind of vibration are we bringing in the association among our friends, our children? It's not only that we have to avoid bad association. We have to stop being the bad association. And we if we actually have some problem, because we sometimes do have issues, especially women, and we want to talk about it, we talk to one person, we talk to another person, we talk to another person. Like if I tell you, for example, you know, like a joke, okay, I tell you a joke. Then, like, for example, there was this husband and wife, and the wife says to the husband, you know, she gives him a piece of cake, which for 10 years she hadn't given the upper part of the cake. She always gave him the bottom because she thought he liked it. Then the husband actually says, thank you very much. Says, are you not upset? Because I thought I was being selfish by taking the upper part. And the wife says, "No, I actually thought that you always liked the bottom part, so I always gave you the bottom part." The husband says, "No, I actually like the top part. But because I thought you liked the top part, I always gave it to you." Okay? So I was thinking of this kind of stories make us like smile or laugh, right? If I repeat this again, there was this husband and wife. And the husband always got the bottom part of the cake, and one day somehow the wife gave him the top part of the cake. And if when asked, the wife said, "No, I always thought you liked the bottom part, so I always gave you the bottom part." See, you're already bored. I'll repeat it again. So there's this husband and wife, and the husband, actually you're laughing, you shouldn't be laughing. Anyway, the point is, we laugh about a joke once, maybe twice, we smile. The third time, you're like, you don't feel to laugh. But when we talk about our problems, we don't seem to get tired. We keep crying over the same problems again and again. Same complaints with the management, we keep crying over it again and again. Okay? So if we have to do something about it, put a wall. Don't let people throw the garbage. Similarly, do something about it. Go to the right people. Like women always come and say, they start telling, "Oh, my husband is not good and I'm having this particular problem and I'm not able to chant my rounds, I'm not able to read because of this, because of that." They go on complaining, especially about others. And I'm very tempted to tell them, "Look, this is your karma. This is the kind of husband you got. Deal with it." Don't just go around bad-mouthing your husband. Or go to the right person, take professional help, keep that inside the house. Let's, again, because these things are contaminating. Toxifies the environment, makes our mind go there. And it is not any more pleasant to the ear or heart. It's not satisfying. Sattam prasanga mama vire samvidam. So this is not that. When we are associating with devotees just because they are in Vaishnava attire externally, you know, we are all dressed super Vaishnava, Vaishnava handbook, everything matching. But then internally, the brown thing inside that I shouldn't say the word. So we have to also match our internal mood and consciousness with our external activities. We have a question, right? Okay. Hare Krishna. Our goal is to please Sri Krishna and Guru and progress in Krishna consciousness in order to go back to Golokadam. Kindly enlighten us as to who was the Guru of both Jadabharat and Ajamil. Okay, so this is about Guru, association of Guru. Association of Guru of Jadabharat and Ajamil. Jadabharata's Guru. We have Rishabhadev. From previous life, should we say from previous life, the guru, senior devotees here, anybody likes to answer this question for the internet question? Yeah, please. Go ahead. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that came to my mind. Ajamil. The Vishnudutas. Okay, he said that Lakshmi Moni Prabhu, when she gave the class, she mentioned how Jadabharat fell down because he did not have the association of Guru. That's the reason he fell down. It's interesting that even if you have the association of Guru, one can fall down. What to speak when you don't have? Yeah, Ajamil, I guess. Ajamil? Who's the Guru of Ajamil? Thank you. Did you hear that? So some people told him to name the child Narayan. Somebody gave him an advice.
But actually Guru was Vishnu.
Yeah.
He heard and he
yeah, that's true. He said probably it's the Vishnudutas because he heard their conversation and they were preaching. So he heard that and therefore they become the gurus. So we shouldn't be like Ajamil that yes, I'm going to go to the temple and I'm going to chant my rounds and do whatever. I'll have a bunch of kids until I'm 89 and I'll name them all the Vaishnav Tilak names, Om Keshavanma, Narayanan, Mahadava, Govinda, Vamana. Then at the time of my death, one of them will be around and I'll call their name and then I'll get saved and go back to Godhead. So the answer to this question would be, progressing in Krishna consciousness is not only, you know, to follow that, but to constantly be in association of devotees. And what kind of association? Because I would like to conclude this. You can associate in three gunas. Like Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, anything can be done in three gunas. Anything. So for example, in sattva guna, what is association in sattva guna? You tell, I'm busy. I'm busy, I'm engaged all the time. I don't have any time to talk Gramya Katha. And I want to read the new book by Sachinandan Maharaj. And I'm going to the Japa retreat. And I'm going to read another new book which is out by Radhanath Maharaj. And I'm going to listen to the lecture, you know. So that is sattva guna. You don't have time. And an example of sattva guna association is Haridas Thakur. When the prostitute came to him, he didn't scream and jump up and down. He just said, I'm sorry, I have still rounds to chant, so I'm going to finish my rounds, you please wait. She waited, then he has still not finished his rounds. He said, okay, morning has started, I have to start my rounds for today. So that's sattva guna. He didn't just scream and say, you get off from here, you contaminating. He didn't use any of those aggressive, passionate remarks. Sattva guna. Then in sattva guna, we can associate with the deities, we can associate with Srila Prabhupada, listen to the classes, learning more, we can have goals, we can give association, and passion. In passion, we are trying to look good. I want to be a good devotee. I am very quiet and I'm always holier than thou, they say, no? The attitude of always being great and I'm very advanced and, you know, when I do Ekadashi, I don't even touch water and you should all know that. And that kind of association or giving or taking association is passion, mode of passion. We're trying to do good, we're trying to be good, but the motivation is to get acceptance, to feel proud. Then in Tamogun, then we are forgetting that even I was in the place where you are. For example, we're fearful, we're insecure. We, meaning the association tamoguna, is like that. For example, you know, watching movies. Let's say some devotees watched a movie on an airplane. And then as soon as you hear that, they say, oh, those people watched movies, you know, contaminating, I will not associate with them. We forget that we've also been there, you know, we've experienced that. And that tamoguna association is like condemning everything, demonizing everything, and not being wise, and making enemies for small things. Like, I was thinking of the one time my husband and I, we were flying, and there was a movie called Bee Season. There were devotees in that. There's this boy who goes to the Hare Krishna temple, he joins the temple, and then he experiences the whole Hare Krishna experience. So they show the devotees and all that. We knew there were devotees in it, so we looked at it. So now, okay, you know, to say, oh, they watch movies, okay, you know, we condemn them and making enemies with them. That's tamogun. Could be movies, could be something else somebody does, and we create that mood of enmity. So we have to be careful to not do that. Not to create enemies because of somebody being in a lower mode. And one more point I have here in my notes that I want to share is how when Rajagun, Sattvagun, Tamogun, different kinds of associations, we shouldn't make our being different sound eternal. Not like, because I'm doing it, it's the best. Does it make sense? Anyway, to avoid, we have to transcend that, to always trying to, like, not point fingers, but trying to look at where am I? It's not that they are good, they are bad, like Maharaj was saying on Sunday in the class. If you want to associate and you are actually in a good level, you'll be able to associate with different people depending on their expertise. You don't just start pointing fingers at everybody and say, they don't think like me, they don't know what I know, so they are not good, they are not good. Okay, that's like in conclusion. Any other comments? Yes, Prabhu. No, the last.
I say many strong points that you made, the devotees need to hear on a regular basis. So I appreciate very much your class. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Maharaj.
I'd be a little careful of your advice that you should try to be like Haridas Thakur, you know. I think we'd have to be a little careful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Maharaj is saying that we have to be very careful in not trying to imitate Haridas Thakur when I gave the example. Thank you, Maharaj. It's very good.
I did want to ask you that you were quoting your grandmother that we shouldn't criticize people, like, but you criticize people. Yeah. Can you explain?
Okay. Maharaj is asking about when I talked about my grandmother, that she taught me, she keep saying not to criticize others, talk about other people, their business. And Maharaj is asking me if I can explain why I criticize, right? I criticize. Okay, according to my understanding, there are two things. One is criticizing the principle and then criticizing particular people. Criticizing an attitude or criticizing a particular way of behavior, I don't see it as personal attack because Srila Prabhupada does that all the time. Criticizes the materialistic mentality, right? But pointing out fingers and saying that person, Bhakta Hare Krishna Das, that would be what I understood from my grandmother as that's none of your business. Because I would need to understand what is correct and what is not. And today I'm sharing what I understand, which is correct and what is wrong association. So to be able to distinguish, I need to at least know that it's bad. Like if I have to be a Hare Krishna devotee, at least I should have that faith that this is the best and everything else is I don't want to use the word, nonsense, basically. So to call something else which is not pure Krishna Katha as nonsense, I think it's a good criticism. Is that? Okay. Thank you, Maharaj. Yeah, very good point.
It's very rare, you know. Usually Brahmacharis are going on Harinam, and sometimes, you know, there is some Ratha Yatra once in a year, you know. So, actually, what about we have to stick together, you know? We don't have something, you know, like some rasa. From Sankirtan, from Jinti Honem, we have feelings, you know, who are Krishna, we are making progress in Krishna. When we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita,
so we have some realization. You have to speak into the mic.
Okay. And then we have something about speak. So, when we are not doing Yuga Dharma, so it's actually normal that people are speaking about different things.
Thank you.
Actually, and when you say these things, actually, that is this is not solution. Actually, you are wasting your time now because when you are saying all this stuff, who will have some benefit from it?
Well, benefit is that when you walk out from here and somebody comes up to you and tries to throw garbage in your living room, you're going to remember the class and you're going to think, I don't think I should waste my next 45 minutes with this person, and you're going to move and pick up Bhagavatam. That's the benefit.
But can I
address, I think you said many points, so I want to...
Yes, but for this, I just use common sense. If I don't like...
Yeah, I did mention, you should read this verse of Bhagavatam, Satam Prasanga Mama Virya Samvido. We discussed a little bit of what is pure association and what should be done. And if you are in that pure association, there will not be these problems. Maybe you do not have it. That's great for you.
But every devotee is pure, you know.
We have that in us. We just have to connect with it.
When you are seeing that, no, that somebody is not pure, actually, you are eating the divine. When you see that somebody is not pure, actually, you are contaminated, you know. And you are like... it's not automatic, you know, you cannot be like a machine. Okay, now somebody's talking to me something and I start thinking, okay, what was on the lecture? So I said, oh, this was on the lecture, but this is not natural, you know, so...
You have to use your discrimination. Discrimination is the better part of valor. And you make a choice in Krishna consciousness to be Krishna conscious or to be conscious of Maya. That's all she's saying. It's your choice. If you think you have no choice, then you'll surrender to Maya. So you have a choice. So what do you want to choose, Krishna or Maya? No, I'm asking you, what do you want to choose, Krishna or Maya? Because everything boils down to that. Every decision we make, every moment of our life, boils down to that. There's no other alternative. There's no medium ground. There's no middle ground. A mixture of Krishna and Maya. Well, that's very nice. That's what she's talking about.
I mean, even right now, you can make the choice. You heard to the whole class. I did speak about good association. I did. You can choose to remember that, or you can talk about other things. So even now, you can make the choice. Yes.
Deal with that, maybe in your personal life or with your family, how do you deal with it?
Where are you? What country are you from?
I'm from the States.
Okay.
Florida. I'm a nurse. I work in the healthcare field.
Prabhu's question is, he works with the karmis, basically, right? You work with the karmis, and what are some of the tips, right? Advices that he could adapt in order to stay Krishna conscious and not contaminate. If I can be honest, actually working with karmis sometimes is safer. I'll tell you why. Because you don't do Vaishnava Parad, okay, number one. Second, you know they're karmis, so you're not there to take association from them. You know, you're like, okay, you're minding your own business, I have to get my earning this month and I do my business and I get out from here. Third, when you start a conversation, you have a better argument every time. And you're going to argue with the karmi, you're going to argue. You're going to say, no, this opinion of yours is wrong because actually I read in this particular book, Srimad Bhagavatam, the very, very great saint Prabhupada actually says that materialistic civilization, the technology is not going to save us. And you always have a better point. Whereas when you're watching movie or sports, you're not going to argue. So actually working with materialists is a good challenge to test our sincerity. And it's easy, in one sense, in my experience, it's easier to remain fixed and say, I'm Krishna conscious, they are karmis. It's easier to make that distinction and remain a little bit strong. But you can always give association. Bring them prasadam. Because nowadays with yoga and the new age style and people like to talk about these things. Reincarnation, yoga. So you're always like the party person. You always have something interesting to say being a devotee. And you can take the chance to give them association. To tell them something that they don't know. But when they're talking about this and that, you know in your mind, this is nothing that concerns me. You go back to work, you finish it. But I don't know how your personal life is, but this is my realization.
That was very helpful, thank you.
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, Mataji, and then
I don't know if I should ask you, but I think... I want to know it.
Speak into the mic.
Yes. Mataji, close at the beginning and all the time, you were talking about criticizing. Please, I want to know what you really mean by criticizing. In life, you see, we associate with devotees. And even devotees can hurt each other so much. So what is the difference? Suppose somebody hurt Mr. B or Mr. C or me, and it hurts me so much, it's very unjustice to me. What am I supposed to do? If should I carry it and be depressed and be very touched or really it hurts me? What am I supposed to do? Can I just bring it to Krishna, which is easily said, or can I talk over it, talk with it about somebody? So if I talk about it because I am hurting, is that criticizing? Please, can you describe what is exactly criticizing?
Could you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, if any senior devotees would like to reply her, please.
You're giving the class.
Yeah, but I'd like to ask if somebody would like to answer to her question. Her question was, sometimes even among devotees, certain conversation can lead to a lot of hurt, regret, and criticisms can start creeping in, and she doesn't know when somebody is hurting her, if she should talk about it, just keep quiet and just suppress it, or how should she deal with it, and what does it mean, criticism? This is her question. Anybody likes to address it? Yes. Can we pass the microphone there, please?
Hare Krishna. In my opinion, I want to say something about criticism. Suppose if you have got right from your senior, you have to criticize, you make him correct. So suppose you are correcting someone, in your consciousness, I am correcting someone because my senior told me. So that is not criticized. If you are criticizing, but that is not criticized. But if you are criticizing someone by thinking jealousy or anything, she will feel pain or he will feel pain by your criticism or anything, by your ego. So that is criticized.
So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that if somebody hurts you, you shouldn't hurt them back. So if you hurt them back, that is criticizing. Is that what you mean?
No. I'm saying if you are criticizing someone by your conscientious level, it's not to be correct someone.
Okay.
And some senior not told you to correct someone.
Okay, he says if you have an instruction from the senior to actually go and correct the person, you can do that. Otherwise, it would be criticizing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
If you are saying anything about him, so, why is jealousy or anything, hatred, jealousy, someone give me honor, some will honor me if I will criticize that person.
So not
in this mood you are criticizing someone, that is criticized.
So if you have some kind of ulterior motivation, then you criticize because you want to, that's what you mean.
If you got wrong, if you seen wrong in any devotee, you first tell him, Prabhuji, this is wrong thing you are doing. But you are not saying, or otherwise you tell to his senior, but you are telling to his friend or anybody, that is criticized.
So you're saying it's better to say directly than to go around telling everybody.
Go directly, and by humbleness you said, "Thank you. This is your mistake."
Thank you. One thing came up to my mind to tell you is, see, nobody can hurt you unless you let them hurt you. This is a very important point to understand.
So actually you should have an excuse of being neglecting somebody, make a conscious remarks towards you, and you say, "My God, why is she not being there? What have I done wrong?" So you say,
it depends. Depends who is that person.
If I tell somebody, am I criticizing that person? Or keep it in me and walk and so on. So that is so
much. Mataji.
No, you should definitely share with the right person. That's what I would say.
Mataji, you told one thing. Everybody we are getting by our own karma. So somebody is criticizing us, that she is purifying us. And by own karma, we are getting criticizing. So we are purifying, that's me.
That's another
if
point.
If you feel happy, if someone criticizing me, then we will be purified more and more.
That's and another perspective of seeing things. Also. I mean, if I criticize you, why are you wearing this green sari? I think you should just say, just, okay. Okay, she's saying she doesn't like a green sari, Hare Krishna. You know what I mean? But if somebody says, Mataji, you stepped on my feet and it's bleeding, and then you say, I don't care. No, of course, you know, a little bit of discrimination to see, okay, I stepped on your feet, so I'm sorry. That criticism you take and you correct it. But if somebody says something like, I don't like this green sari, why are you wearing this green sari? That kind of criticism you just never avoid it. Yeah. But one thing I heard Lakshmimoni Mataji say once, if nobody's criticizing you, it means you're not getting much accomplished. So some criticism is always good. Thank you very much for your attention, your questions and comments. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai.